This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Residents of Colorado Springs are mourning after a gunman killed five people at an LGBTQ nightclub this weekend.
What people say or think about me. I am a child. I am a child.
The suspect is in custody after patrons were able to take the gun away from him. Police say an investigation is underway. But for many, like Shanika Mosley, Club Q was a safe space to be themselves.
It hurts that we'll probably never have that experience in its full wholesomeness, like, ever again. They say that it takes more than one person to change things, but one person changed that literally overnight.
Police have updated the number of victims injured in the shooting. 17 people suffered gunshot wounds in the attack. Two others reported injuries but were not shot. The official death count remains at five, and at least one of those victims was transgender. A mortgage banker in Aurora is laying off two-thirds of its employees. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports the company blames the economy.
American Financing Corporation says its sales have dropped dramatically. Home loans and refinances are down significantly due to higher interest rates. The company did not anticipate the speed or extent of the business decline in October. That trend has continued this month. That's according to a letter that a lawyer for the company wrote to the state announcing the job cuts. Nearly 200 workers are losing their jobs before the end of the year. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
You can find more updates at cpr.org.